Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us come on. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on with me and rejoice. And be glad in it. We are in moving. The weeks are going. The days are moving. We're in the month of December. And hallelujah. 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 It don't matter. Come on. It don't matter what the weather is. The weather might be sunny in the 50s one day and then drop down to the teens the next day. Doesn't matter. Don't, because we have no control over the weather, y'all. We don't have no control over it. All we say is, well, Lord, you do what you would do and help me to be faithful. You do what you're going to do, Lord. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful. Help me to not complain. When it's not even in my hands. I don't have no control. So, Lord, help me not to complain when it's raining and when it's sleeting and snowing. Help me to not complain. Help me to not complain. The very breath and the energy that you give to complaining could be the same energy and the same breath that you give to encourage somebody. To make somebody's day a little bit brighter. To bless somebody. It's the same energy. It's the same breath. You can choose to complain. You can choose to just curse out the weather if you want to. You can choose to be mad at the snow. Be mad at the ice. Or you could choose to take that energy and bless the Lord. You could take that energy and encourage somebody. Say, tell somebody, hey, how you doing out here? You could tell somebody, have a good day. You could tell somebody, get you someplace warm. Look at something fun on TV. The same energy, the same breath. You can choose to bless the Lord. You can choose to enjoy the sunshine. You know, they tell me that there's certain areas, I believe it's like Alaska or the North Pole. Maybe it's the North Pole, I guess. It's dark a lot. Yeah. And then it's a time where it's light a lot. Well, we live in an area where we don't have to wait months and months for light. Months and months for the darkness to go away. I thank God. He smiled on us to bless the sun to come up every day. Yeah, and then he blessed the sun to go down. He blessed us to have rest. Oh, he's a good God. We don't have no complaints. He's a good God, and he's provided for us over and over and over again. You know he provides for the birds. He gives the birds enough know-how to go fly in groups. Fly to south, fly to where it's warm, where you can get food. Yeah. Even the birds, they don't complain. They get up and get and do what they need to do. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for this month of December. This is the day God has made. Oh, and you know what? We're going to rejoice. and be glad in it. I'm so thankful. And you know what? He smiled on us to have each other. He smiled on us to be able to encourage one another, to be able to build up on one another, to be able to bless one another. Yeah. I got a bird in my house. It's my granddaughter's bird. Her name is Cha-Cha. And it just seems like whenever I get to talking about the Lord, she got something to say. And she always wants to just chirp, 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 chirp. When I say something, she got something to say. And I'm just really, I just thank God for his grace, his mercy, his favor, his goodness, his kindness, his love. And he just pours it on us. And even when we're not doing what, even when we mess up, even when we don't do what we're supposed to do, he still loves us. Yeah. I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for this month of December. I thank God for bringing us through 11 months of this year into the 12th. Yeah, he's a good God and he's great and he's greatly to be praised. I just want to say hello to everybody. I want to say, hey, Sister Pat. And, you know, let me tell you what God does. God will bless you over and over again. You think, oh, this is great. You think some, oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, this is great. And then you turn around. He got something else for you. And then he got something else for you. And then he got something else for you. Sometimes he blesses us to where we can't hold it all. And I'm just, I just want to say, Lord, I'm amazed at your goodness that you've shown towards us. Us. Yeah. I want to say, hey, hello, Sister Pat. I love her dearly. God put Sister Pat in our life. And I pray that you have a Sister Pat. She's in DeSoto. Beautiful lady. Powerhouse in God. And you know what? Her faith, her goodness, kindness, moves mountains. Yeah. Moves mountains. And I can say that God knew what he was doing when he put her in our life in the ministry of Trinity Talks and in the ministry of Pastor Donna Evans. Yeah. He knew what he was doing. And you know what? I say, well, Lord, I'm excited about what you're doing. And yeah, well, Lord, I'm running, trying to keep up with what you have for us. Because, you know, this race, it's not given to the fastest. And it's not given to it's not given to the swift. It's given to the strongest. People can do this and people that can do that and people can. No, it's given to the one that holds out and endures to the very end. That's what it's given to. And so I want to tell you, Sister Pat, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. She sent me a card, and it says, in this card, it says, many friends touch our lives. Yeah. But only a special few become like family in our hearts. That's what. Come on, somebody. That kind of like takes your breath. It really does. Because that's what God wants for you. And he wants for you. And he wants for you. He wants for us. I always say, you know, y'all, my brother and sister, the Bible says that. It says he who does the will of my father, that's my brother, that's my sister, that's my mother, that's my father. That's what the scripture says. Yeah, well, it's written in a card. It's actually written in a card. And she sent it to me for my birthday. She did. And I just want to say, God bless you God bless you. I love you. And you keep on being the powerhouse that you are. Yeah. God's got to work for all of us. Even babies. He's got to work for all of us. Birds in the field. He's got to work for all of us. So let's be about our Father's business. Yeah. And I need to tell you that the last time I did a recording last week, at the time of when I got off from recording it, I got a telephone call. And my brother, I was told in the message that my brother had been on, gone on to be with the Lord. Lives in California. He's going to get his reward. Yeah. It's difficult because you know you won't see him on this side. But you know, hey, you're going to see him on the other side. And so I just want to let you know that this is not a play thing. God allows us to be a part of his workings. He allows people to be in our lives, to be a part of his working. And you say, well, Pastor Donna, what are you talking about to be a part of his working? Jesus came that we might have life, and then we might have it more abundantly, okay? And those people that he puts in our lives, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's acquaintances, it's all working together to reconcile us back to the Father. Yeah. And after our work is done, we got a heavenly home, not made by man's hands. And oh, what glory it is. It's not a sad story, y'all. It's a glorious story. He says, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you gonna be also. Yeah. So the fact that my brother, he transitioned, I love him with all my heart. But I know I'm going to see him when God says the time, I'm going to see him again. And so I just thank God for his grace and his mercy and his love that he provides for us another chance. See, every time you get an inhale and exhale, you got another chance to get right with God. To walk in his grace and his favor. To help somebody else to know who God is. You have another chance. Every time he gives you that ability, jump on it. Take advantage of it. And like, and I was speaking and I was talking about, you know, the sales and everything. And right after Thanksgiving, they were letting you know, well, on Thanksgiving, there's this sales in this place. Or you could go the day after and they got this and you can buy that and you can do this and do that. You can shop and you can do all of these things. Buy things, the price is cut in half. The price is cut in half. You got to go. What you've been thinking about, you got to go get it. Get out there, stand in line, get online. And you do your shopping, do your shopping, get your stuff and do your shopping. The stores are looking to make money. The businesses are wanting to make money. And then the people are you guys, different ones, wanting to get what you've been looking for. Get those items. Get the, after all of that said and done. After all of that is said and done. You've shopped, you've thought about shopping, you've pondered it. After all of that stuff is said and done about shopping and sales and stores and lines, Put Jesus in there. Make time for Jesus. Don't worry yourself out and let the day pass and not make time for Jesus. Put him in there. Because you know what? If had he not been born, we would not be having this celebration. There's a price that had to be paid for sin. There's a price that had to be paid. God sent his son to pay that price for sin. He had to be born. He was born. It's not about a tree. It's not about a Santa Claus, y'all. It's about Jesus. He had to be born. He came through a virgin. Born in a town called Bethlehem. They laid him where you feed the animals. That's where he was laid. Where the animals eat from. He didn't have, he was King of Kings and he was Lord of Lords. He came as a baby. It's not about the tree and the lights and the Santa Claus. It's about Jesus. And so after the sales, and after you talk about this and that, even if you don't talk about it at the beginning, don't let your conversation end without saying, without putting Jesus in there, saying, well, you know, this is really about the birth of Jesus. And we're going to celebrate his birth, his birthday. Yeah, I tell you, Sister Pat, she sent me a beautiful card. Beautiful card. I got so many birthday greetings and wishes, and I want to thank you for every single one. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's remember Jesus' birthday. Let's remember Jesus. It's Jesus' birthday, y'all. Yeah. This card is at the front. It says, to a friend who's just like family to me, with special thoughts on your birthday. Let's bless the Lord. Let's remember that after the celebration of getting that good sale, after you got all that stuff, whatever you got for the holidays. You may have shopped, may have gotten food for the holidays. Maybe planning on parties, this party and that party. It's all fine. It's all good. I'm not saying nothing bad about it. I just want us to remember Jesus' birthday. It's all about Jesus. It really is. It's him. It's him. I just want to say thank you to KJFF Radio. I'm so happy. I can't wait to take my family to see the lights that you go. The light. I have never seen a light show. I'm going to drive through and I can't wait. Get my grandkids with me. I just want to say thank you. Goodness, kindness, temperance, and meekness. Those are gifts that the Spirit of the Lord gives us. And we're supposed to give those gifts. We're supposed to spread that gift. We're supposed to. It don't make sense if you're mad and upset, arguing. If somebody gets in line and gets your parking space, you all upset? Come on. It's not about that. I guess that's just what people do. They get upset about every little thing. Let's not forget the meaning of this season. He had to be born in order to give his life. And God gave his only begotten son
It was a love story, y'all. It says, okay, St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm excited, y'all. Y'all get a smile on your face. Look forward to every day that he gives us. Yeah. We have a message, and I just had to get that off my out, and it's out, and I want you to know God is a good God. Title of our message today is All Things Pertaining to Life. All Things Pertaining to Life. It comes from 2 Peter. 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 3. 2 Peter. Peter is a 1 Peter and a 2 Peter. This is in the New Testament after 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, all of those books. Keep on going. Keep flipping and turning, and you'll get to 1 Peter and 2 Peter. This is 2 Peter 1 and 3. This says, as we read it in the NIV version, New International Version, it says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Yeah. He's given us everything we need. You can't say, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, da, 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 da. Mm-mm. Nah, he's given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Yeah. I'm excited. He's given us everything we need to encourage somebody, to strengthen somebody, to build up others, to love on folk. What about if they don't look like us? It doesn't matter. Well, what if they don't speak like us? It doesn't matter. Well, what if they got this and that going on? It don't matter. It really don't. He's given us everything we need. That's what the scripture says. 2 Peter 1 and 3, it says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. He's given us everything. And y'all, let me just say this. Stop letting the things that don't matter matter to you. Stop letting little petty things, the enemy will throw silly stuff, just really stupid, silly stuff up to distract you. Don't fall for it. Love on folk. Be kind. Show the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, temperance, meekness. Come on, we got to show that. Don't be quick to get upset. Ask God to take that away. I'm going to tell you, I very seldom at night, you know, kind of open my door because, you know, things, you know, you just don't. For safety reasons, but I do have a big dog, so she answers the door with me. And I had rollers in my hair and a house robe on and looked like jickety dickety, okay? Somebody was at my door, and I could hear noises at my door, more than one noise. And so I was thinking, well, is that my family coming over or something? It was already nighttime. So what's going on? So me and the dog, we opened the door. Just cracked it a little bit. It was a lady. And it was other people right behind her. And she looked at me and I looked at her. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. And I had hair rollers in my hair in the bathroom. She said, Oh, I'm sorry. We got the wrong house. My house and the next door neighbor's house looked almost the same. They're both white houses with trimming and stuff. And we both have white cars in the driveway. And so all these people was going to a party next door, but they came to my house by mistake. And I was chilling, relaxing, probably getting ready to doze off. But it could have been, you get me up and yada-da-da-da. Could have been anger. Could have been mean anger because of the mistake they made. But I thank God for blessing me not to have a spirit of anger. And I told him, I said, I'm sorry, I think it's next door. You probably want to go next door, but y'all have a wonderful time, okay? And she turned up, she said, thank you so much. It was a mistake, an easy mistake, but it could have been, get out of my phone, woke me up, I'm telling us, let's be kind to one another. Use the fruits of the Spirit that God has blessed us with. He says in this scripture, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Okay, and then I'm going to read verse 4 too. Let me read verse 4. This is 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verse 3. Let me read verse 4. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So it's just telling us, walk in that way. Walk in love and kindness. Walk in what God has showed you. Walk in what we know is right. All things pertaining to life. Walk in that. Be a part of that. Yeah. Don't let the enemy have any leeway in your life. Don't let him have anything. People will make mistakes. People will be thinking about themselves. People will dart in and out. People will take your parking space. It's okay. You can have it. As a Christian, you have everything you need to live a holy and abundant life. Yeah. Yeah. It's not your intelligence. It's not your education. It's not even your family background that determines your holiness and the holiness of your life. It's not those things. It's His love, okay? The love that He has shown us. Everything you need to live a victorious and joyful and abundant life is found in the Holy Spirit that resides in you. His Spirit resides in you. It lives there. When you said, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, His Holy Spirit resides right there in you. Yeah. Look at Galatians 5:22-23. It's just confirmation. Confirmation. We don't have much time. We're getting ready to get off of here, but I just want to say, I love you. Keep growing. Don't let nothing deter you. And remember, all things pertaining to life, God has given us. God bless you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord.